Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we're just going across the border of Texas into Oklahoma and learn what it's like to hang out in Hugo, Oklahoma. For natives of Paris, Texas, years ago, going across the river meant a trip to the Texoma Lounge, our beer stores and dance halls that used to be located south of Hugo, Oklahoma. With the election for Paris to go wet, the need to cross the Red River diminished, and most of the nightlife died out. For more recent residents of the area, an outing to Oklahoma has usually meant a trip to Broken Bow. But more of us should be heading due north. Hugo is well worth a visit. Traveling just 25 miles north brings you to a town that is quite different from Paris, Texas, although we can both thank France for our names. Our Oklahoma neighbor was named after Victor Hugo, French author of Les Miserables. It has an eclectic list of claims to fame. Home to three wintering circuses, the second largest herd of elephants in the country, birthplace of Bill Moyers, Busy Bee Restaurant, and one of the Choctaw Nation's casinos. 15% of Hugo's population is Native American, and the largest employer in the county is the Choctaw Nation. This is evident with a quick stop at the Choctaw Nation Casino just north of the Red River. From a small trailer house to place off-track bets, the casino has expanded over the years to house hundreds of slot machines and gaming tables. A new facility has just been completed with a hotel. For those who care to indulge in a little roll of the dice, it is quite handy. Hugo earned the name Circus City of the U.S. with three different circuses wintering there. Many of the artists return to their own countries for the off-season, but the animals remain. When we visited in February, the paraphernalia required of a traveling circus was scattered around the headquarters. Folded tents, wooden poles, ticket kiosks, trailers of all sizes and shapes, and portable metal fences used to enclose animals. It is better to visit before they begin their circuit in March. An impressive draw any time of the year is the endangered ark, a haven for retired elephants and for encouraging reproduction by the endangered Asian elephant. If you call ahead, your family can receive a tour of the very big barns and spacious grounds. Continuing in the circus theme is the Mont Olivet Cemetery, final resting place for all the showmen under God's big top. The headstones have playful pictures and carvings of elephants, trapeze artists, and circus tents. Engravings reflect a love of performing. Quote, "Loyal Queen of the Bareback Riders," end quote, reads one monument. "May all your days be circus days," advises another. The cemetery also draws rodeo fans. Lane Frost, for whom the movie 8 Seconds was made, and Freckles Brown, rodeo's all-time bull-riding legend, are both buried here. There's no place like this in the country. Lunchtime in Hugo has many enticing options. If you haven't had enough of the big top, try eating at Angie's Circus Diner, which is filled with circus memorabilia. The most famous eatery in town is the Busy Bee, an old-fashioned diner with a grand total of 10 seats at the counter. When I used to work at the Lamar County Attorney's Office 28 years ago, we would close occasionally for lunch and head there for their incredible hamburgers. I was thrilled recently to discover that these burgers are still as good as I remember. Hugo was established in 1902 as a terminal town for the Frisco Railroad at a time when Oklahoma was still officially Indian territory. The current depot was built in 1914 and has been restored as a museum. An original Harvey House restaurant, once part of the nation's largest restaurant chain, has also been restored and a buffet lunch is served each weekday. The museum is worth some time and is open all year. Hugo offers some interesting lodging. The old Johnson House Inn, now a bed and breakfast, was built in 1920. Metra Christopherson, a transplant from Arizona, is owner and chef. Thanks to her gourmet cooking, an impressive breakfast spread is served to guests. She is also available for catering events at the house. If you ever wished you could spend the night on a lake in a nice cabin with a fireplace, then you should try Hugo Lake, just east of the town. 26 cabins hug the shore with lake views. A marina is available and the angling good, according to one of my fishermen friend, especially the crappie. Hugo and Choctaw County are part of a three-county consortium that is developing the Kiamishi Trace, a path along the Kiamishi River starting at the border of Arkansas. The Caddo Indians move south along this waterway to the Red River for their winter campground and back north for the summer. Check their website at kiamishitrace.org for information on what's happening in Hugo, Choctaw County, and along the river. You'll be surprised at the offerings.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.